Chapter 1 of The Master's Indwelling. This is a LibriVox recording. All LibriVox recordings are in the public domain. For more information, or to volunteer, please visit LibriVox.org. Recording by Christopher Smith. The Master's Indwelling by Andrew Murray. Chapter 1. Carnal Christians. 1 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 1. And I, brethren, could not speak unto you as unto spiritual, but as unto carnal. The apostle here speaks of two stages of the Christian life, two types of Christians. I could not speak unto you as unto spiritual, but as unto carnal, even as unto babes in Christ. They were Christians in Christ, but instead of being spiritual Christians, they were carnal. I have fed you with milk, and not with meat, for hitherto ye were not able to bear it, neither yet are ye able, for ye are yet carnal. Here is that word a second time. For whereas, this is the proof, there is among you envying and strife and divisions, are ye not carnal, and walk as men? For while one saith, I am of Paul, and another, I am of Apollos, are ye not carnal? Four times the apostle uses that word, carnal. In the wisdom which the Holy Ghost gives him, Paul feels, I cannot write to these Corinthian Christians unless I know their state, and unless I tell them of it. If I give spiritual food to men who are carnal Christians, I am doing them more harm than good, for they are not fit to take it. I cannot feed them with meat, I must feed them with milk. And so he tells them at the very outset of the epistle what he sees to be their state. In the two previous chapters he had spoken about his ministry being by the Holy Spirit. Now he begins to tell them what must be the state of a people in order to accept spiritual truth, and he says, I have not liberty to speak to you as I would, for you are carnal, and you cannot receive spiritual truth. That suggests to us the solemn thought that in the Church of Christ there are two classes of Christians. Some have lived many years as believers, and yet always remain babes. Others are spiritual men because they have given themselves up to the power, the leading, and to the entire rule of the Holy Ghost. If we are to obtain a blessing, we must first decide to which of these classes we belong. Are we, by the grace of God, in deep humility, living a spiritual life, or are we living a carnal life? Then let us first try to understand what is meant by the carnal state in which believers may be living. We notice, from what we find in Corinthians, four marks of the carnal state. First, it is simply a condition of protracted infancy. You know what that means. Suppose a beautiful babe 6 months old. It cannot speak, it cannot walk, but we do not trouble ourselves about that. It is natural and ought to be so. But suppose a year later we find the child not grown at all, and 3 years later still no growth, we would at once say, there must be some terrible disease. And the baby that at 6 months old was the cause of joy to everyone who saw him has become to the mother and to all a source of anxiety and sorrow. There is something wrong. The child cannot grow. It was quite right at 6 months old that it should eat nothing but milk, but years have passed by, and it remains in the same weakly state. Now this is just the condition of many believers. They are converted. They know what it is to have assurance and faith. They believe in pardon for sin. They begin to work for God. And yet, somehow, there is very little growth in spirituality, in the real heavenly life. We come into contact with them, and we feel at once there is something wanting. There is none of the beauty of holiness or of the power of God's Spirit in them. This is the condition of the carnal Corinthians, expressed in what was said to the Hebrews, You have had the gospel so long that by this time you ought to be teachers, and yet you need that men should teach you the very rudiments of the oracles of God. Is it not a sad thing to see a believer who has been converted 5, 10, 20 years, and yet no growth, and no strength, and no joy of holiness? What are the marks of a little child? One is, a little child cannot help himself, but is always keeping others occupied.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?